This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
It is 10 o'clock and you are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland, 91.9 FM Hood River and the Gorge, 100.7 FM in Corvallis and Albany, and on the web at kboo.fm. Up next, Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre, and then at 10:15, Flashpoints looks at the commemoration of the 40th anniversary of the passage of Roe versus Wade. Also, a new report on the dangers of tar sands and the attempt to bring stop and frisk to the Bay Area. At 11 on the Radio Zine, Andrew Geller hosts a conversation regarding a technology-driven impulse control disorders. Are you addicted to your mobile device? How can you break your habit? At 11:30, Rob Ritchie of Fair Vote talks about his In These Times article, Rigging Democracy, on the GOP's new plan to ensure a presidential win in 2016 and perpetual control of the House of Representatives, all without changing a single voter's mind. Thanks, KBOO listeners, and thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not a member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, January 18th, 2013, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. In DC, activists are organizing an anti-drone warfare march and rally for this coming MLK Day. There'll be actions going on in D.C. and indeed across the country this weekend with the confluence of the inaugural and, of course, MLK Day and marches demanding that President Obama explain the drone policy in conjunction with targeted assassinations. And there are a couple of interesting memos out there. Did you get the memo regarding surveillance and the use of GPS trackers on vehicles? All of a sudden they decided, whoops, maybe we do want to slap these things on unsuspecting people's vehicles without letting them know and without warrants. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has been tracking the growth of hate groups. It's not a pretty picture. We will be speaking later in the program with Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center about this sudden, worrying and alarming development. Of course, they've always been there, bubbling beneath the surface, but now they're rising to debate, unfortunately. First, this, the weather, sunny today, highs near 42, light southeast winds for tonight. It's just assume that night will be patchy freezing fog, which will persist into the morning, then burn off, and it'll be partly cloudy. That's the pattern over the next few days. As far as Saturday is concerned, the day starts out overcast, burns off, and reaches a stunning 44 degrees. Saturday night, again, that fog and a low around 30. Sunday, same thing, the high's near 42. Sunday night, we've got overcast skies and a low around 32, which brings us full circle to Monday morning when actions take place everywhere, marches, rallies, and speeches galore. The alternative weather forecast, we've got a first quarter leaf moon in Pisces. The moon is 6 days old. And all the advice from cyanotic biodynamic sidereal people, it mainly is holding steady, as is the weather. The Earth is indeed, in fact, holding her breath. And we're going to go straight into our local Cascadia picture. We're going to be speaking with Rachel Parra. She's the vice president of the NAACP for Central Southern Oregon. And down there, a great many actions are going to be happening. They've got plans for the MLK Day festivities. We'll be speaking with Rachel in just a moment. First this, though, President Barack Obama released his recommendations, as we all know, for what to do about the millions of guns that flood our streets and take claim lives constantly. Since, in fact, the shooting at the school, there have been more. Virtually every day, someone is gunned down. And then at least four Oregon sheriffs, though, have distinguished themselves, and I don't mean in a good way. They say that they will refuse to enforce federal gun regulations they feel violate the Constitution. I think it must have been Linn County Sheriff Tim Mueller who set it off. He went public. He came out, so to speak. He came out of his gun closet on Tuesday with a letter addressed to Vice President Joe Biden. In it, he said that he would not deprive citizens of their right to bear arms where they've broken no laws. Don't forget, too, in Oregon, that sheriffs are elected. So, I suppose we can assume that any day now, someone in Oregon will show up on the Southern Poverty Law list. Everything, of course, is related. Wave energy. Okay, it's been studied at Kulongoski was governor. He took a look at it. And, of course, the possibility of wave energy has been revived. It looks realer now than it did before. The Ocean Policy Advisory Council, the Territorial Sea Plan Group, and other local entities have held more than 100 public meetings, as well as dozens of conferences and workshops to learn who uses the sea and how. Once this information is all pushed together in a big pile, was used to create a map that shows us what they mean by the territorial sea. The groups also came up, who have been working on this, have come up with four areas called renewable energy facility suitability study areas. This is all good news. This does, in fact, mean jobs in a cleaner industry. It's got fishermen up in arms, and there are environmental problems. But all in all, as a sidebar to a state economy that is struggling right now, wave energy is all of a piece. There are attendant problems and balancing, weighing the needs of a region which is attracting more and more people. We were second to D.C. in the number of people who moved to the state of Oregon. So coming up with wave energy, wind energy, solar, these are all going to be increasingly necessary in the coming years. We want to go and speak right now on the subject of DC with Maliki, who is one of the organizers behind some of the actions which are going to be happening in Washington, DC on the weekend and, of course, on Monday. 60,000 others are pushing for a ban on weaponized drones. You can sign a petition. And there are many different... I want to talk to Maliki. What's going on? What have you got planned for this weekend on the subject of drones and drones, the inaugural, and, of course, MLK Day? It's an amazing confluence of actions.
Good morning. On Monday, which is the official Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and also the public inauguration of President Obama, he will actually, by law, be sworn in on the Sunday. But the public events, the public face of this new administration, his second administration, will be on Monday. It's also the third year around the time of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision that has given corporations more control over our lives. So there is a confluence of important dates. On Monday, there will be the Arc of Justice Parade in Washington, D.C. It is a multi-issue rally and parade dealing with the gun violence that we have in this country and other local issues that people in many communities around the country share, you know, the closing of public spaces, public libraries, how our schools are affected by decreasing budgets, but also a very large contingent of the rally and parade will be people who are very concerned about the use of drones for violent purposes, for the wars abroad, and the kill lists that President Obama issues every week.
It's so astonishing, isn't it, that we have we are inaugurating for a second term a president who is essentially the author of targeted assassinations. We are in an era of drone warfare, which has been completely unexamined. We have no moral or ethical, philosophical guideposts here. We are really in uncharted waters, and as the saying goes, there be dragons there. You're doing a die-in too, I see, which of course is appropriate in so many cases, and on behalf of the many thousands of people who have been killed by drone attacks. Of course, Martin Luther King was assassinated, and we have the recent Sandy Hook shooting of children in a school, followed straight away by more of such actions, more of such shootings all across the country. It is an incredible time that we're living in. I want to thank you so much for that, Maliki. And there are actions going on in Portland. A lot of people at the station, of course, are aware of that. And we have notices and information on the website. So in solidarity with the activists in D.C., we too will be in the streets, and we too will be listening as people make speeches and remind us of who we are, where we came from, and where we should be going. Are we really on the right track? We're going to speak now with Mark Podock. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark is, of course, with the Southern Poverty Law Center. And recently, this was posted in Patriot Groups. The editors picked the hate groups, and it's from the intelligence report of the year end by Mark. This is from last March. The number of anti-government Patriot groups, Mark writes, is at an astounding pace, and it has in all 3 years of the Obama presidency. So now Monday is the inaugural. Obama is heading into a second term. He already had angered a lot of these groups, and now with the gun control issue coming up, can you give us a picture of what hate groups are doing? They are mobilizing, and what form will their resistance take?
Well, I mean, we've seen, you know, as you said, we've seen in the last 4 years, really coinciding precisely with the appearance of Obama on the national political scene, an enormous, really an explosive growth in groups on the radical right in general, both hate groups, quote-unquote, sort of classic Klan neo-Nazi groups, and especially with the so-called patriot groups, the militia groups. Their reaction, I mean, leading up, well, I would say that their reaction to the election was a mixture of kind of sputtering rage
disbelief.
And a feeling of I think a kind of helplessness on their part. Because, you know, the reality is they've lost the battle, right? I mean, that nothing they can do can turn the United States into a country that is in the future going to be completely dominated by whites, as it has been in the past. So there's, and that of course has to do, you know, with the changing racial demographics of the country, the very change that President Obama represents. So there's an enormous amount of anger, and I think in part it's not only the growth of these groups on the radical right that's so remarkable, but the way we've seen the ideas of the radical right and really the kind of rhetoric of the radical right coming out of the mouths of allegedly mainstream politicians. So, you know, you don't have to go to the Ku Klux Klan this week to hear people talking about secession, about civil war, about needing to buy more and more guns, about absolutely refusing or promising to refuse to register weapons if it comes to that, or accept any kinds of limits. You know, there are state legislators passing laws saying that, you know, we don't have to obey the federal government in various matters and so on. So what I'm trying to describe is a situation that's increasingly polarized, where the right, frankly, seems crazier and crazier by the minute.
Mike, thank you so much for that. We, as many people know, this is a short program. We are, in fact, out of time. But I want to thank you so much for being with us today. It is important to remind ourselves on the eve of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, celebration of his birth, and, of course, the inaugural, that they're out there. And we may choose not to look at it, but there are people out there who have a great many guns and are looking for any excuse to use it. Thank you so much for that, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. With the Southern Poverty Law Center, this has been our Cascadia for Friday, January 18th, 2013. Todd Wilson engineered the show today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Flashpoints. The National Organization of Women commemorates the 40th anniversary of the passage of Roe v. Wade. We'll speak with now President Terry O'Neill. Also, a new report on the dangers of tar sands. Local politicians want to turn the stop